Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day 482. How are we all doing?
You cut Jonathan off in his prime.
Did I?
Yeah, I was listening to the output of the station.
Oh.
And you said something. You asked Johnny a question, and he never got the chance to answer.
Oh, no, poor Jonathan.
Because it went straight into the live feed.
Well, these things happen.
We'll never know the answer.
Well, you will if you just keep listening. You just keep need to going back and listen again.
Yeah.
Too hard.
Yeah, when the show's over. Oh no, because when the show's over, we go into Marooned.
We do. You can't do that. You mean after by request, don't you?
Yeah, I mean by request.
Poor Mike. Did I mention it's hot?
Yeah.
Oh, we're dying here.
It's hot.
Hello, Alex. Alex is first. You realise that? No, you don't count, Mike.
Oh,
sorry,
right,
and all
I
that.
Don't count. No, nope. Fine, I don't count.
Sorry and all that, right. But no. Hello, Dee.
Yeah,
oh,
I don't
close.
Count on by request either, do I?
No, you don't. Funny like,
no,
isn't it?
Because people stole my selections.
Oh, they did.
Which reminds me, Renee, have you submitted a trio?
Renee will find a trio. Right. Hello, Deb. Hello, Simon. Hello, Renee.
Only because I thought that he had submitted a trio.
Oh, fantastic, Renee. That's wonderful. Renee had a great day visiting his 88-year-old dad for the first time in 18 months. That's fantastic. How was the doggy? The doggy's very cute. Hello, Kim. Where's Jonathan? There's a good question. We don't know. He's disappeared. We could speculate, but we probably shouldn't.
Oh, Alex says I do count. Thanks, Alex.
Oh, they're all over you, Mike. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, but not when it comes to getting in first, because he knows when he's going to make it live, so that's really
cheating.
Yeah, but
cheating. That doesn't always happen.
No, because sometimes while you're doing it, Jonathan whips in there.
Well,
or Simon.
Or Simon, or yeah. Renee, yeah. Or anyone. ABM. Oh. Anyone but Mike.
Oh, poor Mike. Kim says maybe he moved. Maybe he did, because he did say, didn't he, a while back, there was something life-changing on the horizon, but I have no idea what it is. But there's no excuse, because you're in Seattle and you listen. So wherever he's moved to, we've got coverage. It's not a local radio station, Jonathan. But we'll find out. We'll find out. He'll be back in the end, won't he? So, what have you been up to today?
I've been for two long walks.
This has resulted in Lola being absolutely starving. Honestly, she's just sat here chunnering with herself. She's eaten. She had all the treats you gave her. Then she had a Dentastick from me. Good job there's an entire box of Dentasticks down there. Then she had a full packet of Ranchos, and she's still chunnering. But we've decided that's it before she's sick.
Oh, thanks, Kimmy.
Oh, the doggy's all okay. Old and cranky, but okay. There's nothing wrong with old and cranky. Sentiment I'm getting closer to myself all the time. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, they love you, Mike. They do.
Yes,
I know. Well, I did this, and this was very funny. It was a session today on my Ship 30 for 30 writing thing. So I said to Mike, oh, you might like today's. It's about Twitter threads. And we've had this running gag here. When I was on a different course, there was a guy on it, one of the leaders. And if he said the word tweetstorm once, and I had no idea what he was talking about when I started. That was about 18 months ago. And I'm like, a what? A tweet what? Yes, Lola. So by the autumn of last year, he was still banging on about this Twitter storm that he'd made. Anyway, it turns out it's a thread. He just means a thread. So I said to Mike, oh, this session's about that, so you might enjoy it. So we sat down, listening while we were doing other stuff. So I'm listening away, finishing off today's essay. And about 20 minutes in, I said, if you want to walk the dog, it's fine. This is dire. It didn't gel, did it, Mike?
No.
No, it didn't. No. And then, so Mike said, yeah, I'll take the dog out. And it didn't get any better. So there's an hour and 20 minutes I'm never going to get back. That's been the only one that's not kind of lived up to what I hoped. The other ones were fine. But typical, when I suggest to Mike that he could, you know, watch that one, not good. Not good. So that was the highlight of my day. I did write my essay, sorted that out. That was about it, wasn't it? Oh, we had our meeting, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah, it went on that long. We need another one. Don't ask, long story. Dee's noticed here. It's funny how we're all saying Mike counts, but it's Elaine who says he doesn't. Well, it would be a bit off, wouldn't it, if Mike was first every night. So that's what I mean. Can someone go around and knock on his door, Jonathan's? COVID. We probably could, but there again, if he has moved, that's not going to be his door anymore, is it? So we need to get strategic with this. We do. His email wouldn't have changed, would it? And I do have his phone number. But, you know, you don't like to mire the people. If they just need a break, they need a break. So, I don't know. We'll find out. Oh, yes, Mike and all these women. So many women. Apparently, I heard this today. Didn't hear this yesterday. Talk about delayed gratification. Mike was on a call with a lady, supposedly with an Excel issue, who wanted the session with Mike recorded to play back later for her own enjoyment. Does this happen often, Mike?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but I didn't have my camera on, so it's not like she wanted a video of me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
She had hers on.
Really? Yeah, this gets then, more interesting.
But then she's a youngster. And they're used to it, aren't they?
So there was a young woman after having a video with you?
Yeah.
Right, this just gets better, doesn't it, gang?
Well, these youngsters just turn their videos on, you know, by default.
Yeah, I never do that.
Yeah, it's us oldies that used to it.
We're older and wiser. Yes, exactly.
Well, I'm not wiser, I'm just older.
Ooh, Kim says Kiva's going nuts. Back has been bothering Kim. Oh, no. So you're not walking as much and she needs some exercise. Well, it's a shame we don't live closer, because Lola also, when she got back, decided to do zoomies around the garden as well. So, yeah, she's full of beans today. She really is. She needs an hour with Kiva somewhere.
Now she's zonked. Just look at her.
I'm not surprised with all she's eaten. Yes, Simon, the tweet storm. It was back. It wasn't good. Don't worry about it. Oh, Renee saw a retweet. Yeah, the Pounds shop thing. I did not know Poundland were on it. Can we vote for Poundland to be Prime Minister? What I retweeted was this sign that they've got up. Now, obviously, today is the 10th, and 9 days from now, it's all going to be over because Boris said so. And they've put this thing up to the effect of, you know, come off it. We all know it's not going to be over. And I thought, you're allowed to say that. Does Boris approve? Let me go find it. You're not going to find it if you type that. There we go. It's not home, is it? Where do you see your stuff? Profile. There we go. Right. It says, in fact, I'll grab it for those not on Twitter or who have no desire to be on Twitter, and we'll do the cloud app thing because I think it's brilliant. The whole thing, not just the sentiment in terms of, you know, we know it's not over, etc. Oh, for God's sake, it's logged me out. Why would you log me out in the middle of a session? I mean, really? Apparently so. Right, so I need to grab the image again. Let's do that. Let's do the upload. If it's not logging me out on iOS, it's logging me out on the Mac. Be the death of me, this thing. Yes, I just think the whole sentiment is better. But the fact that they're saying at the top, like you, we know it's not over. So help us help you, bye. And then it gives you four things that you can do. Well, I think that's genius. I really think that's genius. And once one shop starts doing it, I think others will as well. I think that's genius. Yes, Johnny is MIA. I think last night was the first after hours he's missed. Possibly ever. But if he's ever missed one before, it was maybe just one or two. But he wasn't there. So there were no points won. It was suspended. It's like rain stop play. But he's not here with us now. Oh, Dee, what if he's cheating on us and watching another podcast? Well, I don't know. I don't know. Private unicorn sessions. Well, you never know. You never, never know. Ooh, Alex said it's a sexy English accent. Yeah, they're all after Mike, honestly.
Are they?
I'm loving Simon's newsy spreading of Mike's erotic ASMR training sessions. Oh, I could charge him by the hour, couldn't I? Oh, that'll do, that'll do. Kimmy's anticipating COVID spike in the fall. We're already there. We're already there. I was surprised because on one, I think it was the BBC said something about the COVID stats are improving. And then I went onto another news channel and there was like six posts. The R rate's up, the death rate's up, the infection rate's up, the kids have got it. And I thought, yeah, not doing well then. So I don't know who, well, I do know who to believe. None of them. None of them. And that's much better. Don't be dealing with any of them. They're all idiots. Right, what else have we got? I think we'll see it here, Kim, probably about 3 to 4 weeks from now. But we'll find out. Oh, cake recipes. Oh, yes. Oh, the deep web. The dark web. Oh, no, let's not go there. It's all full of assassins, isn't it? Who are actually, turns out to be, police, FBI. There was a guy who wanted his ex-girlfriend. Well, he wanted his ex-girlfriend. She didn't want him. So obviously what happened next was he decided to take out a hit on her. You know, as you do. What is it with blokes? And he goes on the dark web and he sorts it all out. And he's doing the thing of like, let me know when it's going to happen. And that way I can be out of town and all of that. And they did actually send him a picture of her. Oh, he wanted a picture of her dead, you know, as you do, putting the album. That's the last page. So they did. Thing was, she wasn't dead. It was the FBI. Oh, good to know that they're working hard, isn't it? Ooh. Holland last week, 500 cases. This week, 10,000. Whoa, Renee, what happened? Was there a match on or something? People went out. Oh, that is frightening. And is it the Delta variant or is it just standard stuff? Yeah, I think vases would be good, wouldn't it? Yeah. It's like we know what you meant, Renee. Oh, don't be a gloomy guts. It's only the 10th, 9 more days until it's fixed perfectly. Well, if you think so, Dee, whatever you're on, can I have some? Can you just send it my way? I just think, like I've said, if Boris really believes that, you know, things can be improved, then grand. But why say that masks are a personal choice? Because the only idiots that won't be wearing them are the idiots who'll probably have COVID. I don't get it. I mean, I was watching Mask the other day, you know, as you do, catching up from the weekend. And whereas a while back they had like the plastic visor type thing but no mask, and I remember thinking that's a bit dicey. They're not doing wine, obviously, but they are still doing the host, which I can't personally understand. And that's the issue with going to mass. If you go to mass believing that that's reasonably safe but you don't want to take the host, people will be tutting at you, so it's probably easier not to go. Which is strange, isn't it, to see Chidge there on his own? Because Rachel and Nina aren't going either. But I am catching up online. But this time, they had the visor on, they had the masks on, they had the full works on. And in the newsletter this week, it's that next weekend should be the last weekend of restrictions. And when you think about it, so you're going to go into church and it's going to be just like it was before COVID. And I'm like, no. No, that's not going to work for me. You know, where the pews are every other pew and there's social distancing and there's masks on and PPE, it's like, well, if you choose to go, that's up to you. But right now, if I imagine it with none of that, because with no restrictions means you'd be having the wine again. So there's like, what, 500 people in church with probably about 450 of them drinking from the same cup. Anybody fancy coming with me? No, thought not. So, we won't be. But there you go. It could all be sorted out. Exactly, Dee. We didn't have any of this in 1985. The Mass was in Latin in 1985. It was grand. No one knew anything was going on. Oh, in your bubble. That's it. There's me and there's Lola and Mike and that's it. Just the three of us in a bubble and we're quite happy. Although your mother wants to meet up, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Distract her with the iPad, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Once she's got an iPad, we'll be far less interesting.
No, I'll be providing more support.
Yes, but that can be done remotely, Mike. Actually, it can't, can it? IT support on desktop is far easier than on an iPad.
Yeah.
You can't remote into an iPad. So hopefully there'll be nothing wrong with it, but knowing your mother, there probably will. In fact, I think the first issue is going to be the plug, isn't it? The plug's got a light. It charges via lightning, which is fine. So does her phone.
Mm.
So she could use the same one, but she's now got two different cables. So I looked at it and thought, maybe we need to raid our box off one of our old iPads and give her the charger off that so they match.
Okay.
Well, that way it solves the problem of the cable won't fit the slot. And it's like, no, it's the wrong slot. Try the other one. I did think we might need to treat her to something else, you know, that we've forgotten. We've got the iPad. We've got a card. We've got a bunch of flowers. In fact, it's an entire bouquet on its way, delivered. But we've forgotten something.
A meal?
No. We had a meal at Christmas. We Zoomed it.
Oh, yeah.
We had a really nice meal, the last meal that we had together. It was at the Belmore.
Oh, yeah.
It was at the Belmore for Mother's Day. Yeah, it was nice. No, we forgot.
Just before lockdown.
It was just before lockdown, it was. It couldn't have been Mother's Day. Was it Easter? Because Mother's Day was in lockdown. So, no, it wasn't Mother's Day. It was February sometime.
Was it just because?
Just because, probably.
Just because.
Yeah, because we could.
Yeah.
And the Belmore was very nice, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No, we've forgotten the stand for her to put her iPad on.
Oh, yeah.
Mm, we have, haven't we?
Yeah.
It's all right, there's a sale on overnight, so I'll keep my eye on them. Obviously, it's got to be pink. Oh, no. Everything's better in Latin. Well, yeah, because you don't understand most of it, do you? My dad loved the Latin Mass. He even bought a missal in Latin. Should have seen my mum's eyes rolling. But he enjoyed it. That's now a breakaway splinter group of the Catholic Church, you know. There's a church in Manchester who want to turn the clock back to the Crusades, probably. But they do have the Mass in Latin. So all of the ones who want to turn the clock back to beyond 1985, flock to his Mass. The rest of us avoid it like the plague. It's near the university. So it becomes like a bit of a cult. Cult thing, do you want to go to a Latin Mass? I know one. But, you know, it's frowned upon by the bishops. Probably because most of them that young now, they don't speak Latin. Ah, oh, great fun we have. Kim says they seem to be getting more states that are increasing in cases as well. Oh, no. Greek meat. No, I've never even had a kebab.
I have.
No, I haven't. Never. Don't need to.
Regular Donna.
Rose gold, not pink. Oh, come on. Have you seen it? It's pink. Although under a certain light, it does look gold. It's like that black and blue dress, do you remember? And the trainers. Were they green or were they pink? Yeah, it's an optical illusion. Dee's never had a kebab either. This is probably why we're so youthful. And we look like we did in 1985. Yeah. No, I just never fancied one. I know you had one, didn't you? But, you know, it made an untimely reappearance in the garage,
yeah.
Didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I said, regular Donna.
Yes.
Yeah, no. With chilli sauce.
It's pink. It's not powder blue, it's pink. But I'll say rose gold, if you like. At least I'll let Mike buy one for his mother. Because I looked at it and I said, well, you know, she'd never know the difference, just get the space grey. But no, he did the decent thing and he got the pink one. It's pink. Simon has no idea what they taste like in the cold light of day. Well, and sober, indeed. That's the thing. I don't know anybody who's actually, probably the Greeks have, but I don't know many who've sat down and eaten one when they are sober. And when you say cold light of day, I'm just thinking cold kebab. Oh, no. No. They don't look great when they're like, is that the one? Is they the cube ones, or is that the one that they kind of shave off the meat that's rotating?
Shave off the meat that's rotating. you get a pita bread. You pour salad inside it, although that's optional. You shave the meat off, and then you bung the meat in. Bit of Greek yogurt, optional chili sauce. There you go.
No wonder you brought it back.
And then the grease is dripping.
Well, that's what I was going to make the point of. You remember that the chippy at the Five Ways?
Yeah.
This is in Stockport. Danny needs to go there. they did great baked potatoes. So I was quite happy with the baked potato. But when you went in, they did have a kebab thing rolling round, yeah, with the fat dripping off the wall. Oh, it was vile. Like, do you want a kebab? No. No, no, never, never. And to put chili with yogurt, yeah, I can see now why it made a reappearance. Oh, definitely not.
It is the Greeks that smash plates, Simon. Yeah.
Oh, we saw a video, didn't we, of a Greek wedding? I remember that.
My big fat Greek wedding.
No, I didn't see that. It's a film, obviously. I've not seen it.
I've seen it.
Why have I not seen it?
I don't know. I'm sure I've seen it.
No, I think you're thinking of that Jewish programme where they lifted them up on the chairs and were dancing.
Oh, it could have been that.
It sounds exactly the same as my big fat Greek wedding, doesn't it? I do remember watching that with you. Oh, they do like a dance, don't they, where they put their arms around each other's shoulders, the blokes. And is it the Greek one that pinned money to it?
I thought that was Indian.
I'm not sure. I thought that was Greek. Either way, unseemly. I'm not having anybody coming near me with pins and money. No, just put it in a box and be done. So that's why I've never had one, because that was the first time I saw one. Mind you, you're talking to a woman who lived on pot noodles at university, which isn't actually food. It's like, who's had a pot noodle? Who's prepared to admit it? It's like plastic food, because when you take the lid off, the noodles that are inside it are that hard, you could just break them in half. So they are literally like plastic. You then pour water over it and leave it for like 3 minutes and then stir it. And it turns into like some concoction that allegedly is food. And that was what I ate. University. Not good. Lived on pot noodles. Dee hasn't seen my big fat Greek wedding. Well, it's not out where you are, is it, Dee? Because it's, you know, 1985.
Yeah, Zorba's Dance. That's the one.
That's the one.
I've got it on YouTube now.
Oh, good grief, he's actually doing it. Nobody wants to see that. Dee watched a film last night, though. Blair Witch Project. Stupid decision. Just thrilled it's daylight now. I did try watching the Blair Witch Project, but it was dire.
Oh, Dee, how was your pizza? Because last I heard, it was pizza and a horror film.
Oh, Simon likes the odd pot noodle. I haven't had a pot noodle in years because they've got gluten wheat flour in them now. But I lived on them. The beef one. The beef one I always had. Always the same thing. Oh, going away to do my exams, because I had to stay for over 2 weeks to do my exams. Normally I'd be flying home and I'd get a decent meal. But when I had to stay for like 2.5 weeks, it was 2.5 weeks of pot noodles. Breakfast, lunch and dinner. Yeah, looked like a pot noodle when I got home. Pizza was nice, horror film was terrifying.
Alex went to a restaurant in Manchester, they broke plates and I had visions of shards in plate in my leg. Which restaurant was it, Alex?
Oh, let us know. Our potatoes served at almost every meal. Pretty much in this country, yes. You kind of think of it as meat and two veg with potato. So yes, I would say so. If we get more progressive and we don't have potatoes with a meal, it'll be a foreign meal. It'll be something like sweet and sour chicken or something Italian with rice. So yeah, most people eat a lot of potatoes. I don't eat potatoes at all. I do remember, Simon, that Bombay Bad Boy being advertised on the TV. Wasn't it like... They kind of implied that they embraced the fact that a pot noodle isn't actually food. And they had it as like a sleazy dive in Soho. And he's like talking to this lady of an adult nature. And she invites him in. He was saying like dirty. And they get in and it's this Bombay Bad Boy. That was many, many years ago. But I've never tried one. I'm presuming that's pretty spicy. I didn't get Blair Witch. It was many, many, many years ago.
I don't think.
But I'm just like watching it with like, yeah, hand. And maybe that was just me. Do you know what I quite fancy? Do you remember when I fancied pizza and we couldn't get a pizza base that was gluten-free? Yeah. Now I'm fancying pizza again. Oh, mind you, we're going to have to put an order in for water, aren't we, if we want any?
I've got an order in for tonight.
Oh, yes, they're coming tonight with water, aren't they? Well, allegedly they're coming with water. That doesn't mean they will be coming with water.
We've got water and we've got chocolate.
Oh, well, that's you sorted then. The next Morrison's order will have to be split. We cheated, you see. You know, we wanted the water and you can only have 28 litres of water. So we put two orders in, one for Mike and one for me, and that was 56 litres of water. It shouldn't come to this kind of chess, master chess level. What do you call it? Chess masters? What, the grand masters of chess. It shouldn't get to this level of strategy to just get some goods to the house, should it? But no. It did. So I put what I could get in. Mike overloaded the basket and then they said, no, you can't have all of that. But we did get 56 litres of water, so we were quite happy. Somewhere around Upper Brook Street, near a casino. Oh, I do love that Chinese, and you know, I really wish we'd been able to go to that Chinese.
Oh, the one on Upper Brook Street.
What was it called?
I can't remember, but it was above the Chinese supermarket, wasn't it?
Was it?
I'm sure it was.
You know the one I'm talking about that we went to with the Catanians?
No.
No. I'm talking about the one on.
The Buffet Theater. City. Buffet City,
that's the one. Oh, that place is fabulous. I hope they've managed to stay open during the pandemic. Good grief, how many are there?
Buffet City, Manchester.
I thought there was just one.
Permanently closed.
This is not good. How dare they? Where was it? It was near the theatre, wasn't it?
Yeah.
There's the queue park.
I reckon it's gone.
Oh, no!
The website's gone.
COVID, you swine. I'm trying to find the theatre. There's the Midland. The theatre should be on the corner. Is it Portland Street? Is it further on? Oh, no, my favourite Chinese could possibly have gone forever. Why can't I find the theatre? Why is it not on the map? I definitely didn't walk that far down there. Oh, I did. I'm lying to myself. There you go. Why is that? No. Ah, the stage door. Right. Why isn't the theatre on the map anymore? Don't tell me they closed that as well. It was on the other side of that. It was round the block. Oh, no, it's gone. Yeah. Oh, now I'm distraught, you guys. Although, talking about places closing down, we did have a funny, didn't we?
Did we?
Oh, we did. There it is. There's Buffet City. But that must have been quite an old one. All-you-can-eat buffet, and it was absolutely gorgeous, but it's gone. And it was handy because it was opposite the Novotel, the Manchester Novotel, which has an underground car park, which is civilised. So you don't have to walk 10 miles to it either, but it looks like it's gone. Can we have a moment's silence? R.I.P. Yes, we did have something funny to say. When we did our year as the Catanian president and lady president, there's four events in the year that are critical. We didn't realise this until somebody said, but apparently these are critical. So, the first one's handover lunch, which we did at the Belmore, in a private room at the Belmore, which was fabulous. Then you've got President's Sunday, the end of June, and we did that at Hotel Football at Old Trafford. Absolutely fabulous. And then the other two are in the autumn. There's Clergy Night in October and Ladies' Night in November, and that's the big one. The one in the ladies' night one. So the clergy night one was like, well, we've been to the Belmore and we've been to Hotel Football and we've booked the Crested Court. So where are we going for clergy night? So I said to Mike, I reckon we might get a good deal if we go to the Mercure in Bowden. Now, Bowden's like football territory. All the footballers have got big posh houses in Bowden. So I said, let's get a quote. And Owen, Mike's mother, who also lives in Bowden with the said footballers. So Chidge knew the manager. So we left Chidge in charge of getting a quote. It was rather a good quote, wasn't it?
It was.
So we decided we'd go there. So it's been a really good place. So the guy that was going to take over after Mike, decided that he was going to go there as well. And it was for clergy dinner, wasn't it? Mm. Because I made an aesthetic decision with the... it wasn't the menu, was it? Oh, no, it was the prayers.
Yeah.
On each table, there was like this design thing that I'd done, and it was all printed out, laminated. And it said clergy night on the front, and it had Brooklands 196 all over it. And on the back, it had the actual prayers. Well, the guy taken over the year after was running round picking these things up, which he wouldn't have been if I'd put the date on them. He wanted them for his year. And I just looked at Mike, and there was eye rolling went on. Anyway, he collected them all together for his year. But of course, obviously last year, COVID, no one was going anywhere. So we got the list for 2021, 2022 of the events. And while all the actual locations haven't been finalised yet, they have picked the same place we did for the clergy dinner, haven't they?
Mm.
So I said to Mike, it's a wonder they've managed to stay open, because it's a hotel and a restaurant, and I just don't see... It's reasonably... It's not too far from the airport, is it?
No.
But it's not close enough to the hospitals to be used as, like, overnight accommodation for the staff. So I said, I don't know how they've kept open. So we did the Googles. Short answer, they didn't. They shut up shop. I think it was a year ago.
Yes, last October, I think.
Yeah. So the Catenians are still running around saying, oh, yes, and then there's clergy night, and we're going to the Mercure, blah, blah, blah. And I looked at Mike, and he looked at me, and I went, don't. Let's just let them find out for themselves. So they think they're going to the Mercure. I can assure you they're not going to the Mercure, because it shut down last October. But now my favourite Chinese has gone, so I'm not happy with that either. Oh, we're going to have a Chinese here, Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a really lovely place. It really was. But never mind. Noodles are food. They are, Simon. They just don't feel like food when they're like plastic. You know, they turn into food if you pour boiling water over them. But when you can break them in half, they always, to me, think like this is actually plastic that you're about to consume. Danny has chips with every meal. Chips are very, very popular here. If you didn't have chips, people do tend to put potato with it. So if you don't have chips, you could have boiled or you could have roast. I like roast potatoes. There's boiled potatoes, but there's also potatoes that you would have like Jersey Royals that have like a skin on. They are cooked with the skin on, whereas the others are peeled. So some people even have three different types of potatoes with their meal. I have seen it, in fact, eat sometimes even more. I have seen meals at these Catenian do's we go to that have got boiled potatoes, roast potatoes, mashed potatoes. What other type have they got on there? These ones in the skins. So sometimes four different varieties of potatoes. People do like their potatoes here. This is why they've got a carb overload. I did see the other day a video that was talking about Coke, and it wasn't Diet Coke, it was proper Coke. And it was showing you how to clean the toilet with it properly. And I actually thought when we put an order in, we could do with some of that. Mm. It was talking about pouring warm water down first, then the Coke. You leave the Coke overnight, then you pour more warm water down it, and so forth. And that's why we buy Coke. If you see us buying Coke, and it is cheap Coke, it's not proper Coke, we're cleaning the toilet with it. That's the only reason that gets in the house. Never, ever drunk that kind of rubbish. Don't talk about the collapsible crates. How do Morrisons do you use paper bags, don't they?
Yeah.
Morrisons are grand, because it comes in paper bags, and the paper bags are really thick and strong. Whereas the other ones, you know, you've got to do the decanting from their boxes into your boxes, and it takes twice as long. So I don't know why they just didn't put up the price of the bags or use paper. Because paper can easily be recycled. We have a paper bin, don't we?
We
have a bottle bin and a tin bin and a real rubbish bin.
Yes, and they did real actually.
Did you share the success of the green bin? Mike, I did the hedges and Mike did the grass, and the green bin was overflowing. And then I said, well, it'll be fine. You know, leave it for a couple of days, it'll damp down a bit. Then the grass was done again, and then the hedges were done again, and the weeds were pulled up. So we got it all in the bin, and I said, they'll be moaning next, it's too heavy to take. But they did actually successfully empty the bin, didn't they?
They did. Mm,
which had the majority of our garden in it. Oh, such success. Amazon now delivers ice cream. Kim's happy. Amazon deliver our ice cream as well. In fact, all of ours deliver ice cream. What's this about the tap water? Our tap water's not that bad. It's just not to my taste. Now, Mike's at the flat where he used to live. I mean, you couldn't even... I wouldn't wash the street with it. It was the vilest tap water I have ever tasted. I mean, obviously, you don't drink tap water in London. You couldn't drink it. But I don't know why, given that you were nearer the Pennines than we are. You were about 23 miles nearer the Pennines. Why your water wouldn't be amazing.
Mm.
But it was horrible. It was absolutely vile. So you had to carry a bottle of water around with you anyway. I could get away with it here, but I'd have to boil it and let it cool down. I can't just drink tap water. No. That's why I need 56 litres of bottled water. And I know I really wish that they weren't in plastic bottles. I know they go off for recycling, but even so, surely they could do something. And like Mike pointed out, if they send you 1.5 litre bottles instead of 2 litre, then for every however many litres, you're having an extra bottle that you don't particularly need. But they want to charge you the same, but give you less water. Not good. Let me catch up over here. There's actually a rugby match on. United States and Ireland. You're not doing as well as you hoped, eh? I didn't realise the United States had a rugby team, so I would expect you to annihilate them, Dee. Spaghetti is also pretty hard when it's not cooked. Yeah, my mum used to do gluten-free spaghetti for us, but we tend to prefer pasta, don't we? Like Dino. Dino pasta. Yeah. The Dino pasta was nice. We should have that again. That was nice. Oh, Renee says Coke's a good rust remover as well. Well, anything but drink it, really. If I drank it, my dentist would know. He would just know, and I'm not going there. Kim only has potatoes once a month. No, it's about 3 times a day here, Kim. Everybody loves their potatoes. Everybody. They don't really do rice at the Chippies, do they? It really is just chips. They don't do roast potatoes either, or boiled. It would be chips. The only thing they would do is chips. And there's nothing more comforting than a chippy tea. There's a song about the chippy tea as well.
Oh, there is.
So, yes, potatoes are a big thing here. I kept my dad in work for years because the children at school would have it as well. Not necessarily chips. They'd have mash one day. They'd have boiled the next. They didn't really have chips until they started getting McCain. They changed from, like, fresh fruit and vegetables to whatever was frozen, and at that point they started giving the kids more chips. But my dad's company, he was a transport manager for a company who provided the school meals, so the fact that there was a lot of potatoes, Dad loved his potatoes, he really did. So yes, we had a lot of potatoes. Now my favourite, as I say, was roast, but roast the way my mum did them, which wasn't the way Gran did them. Hers were kind of black. Mum's were a nice golden brown. We don't really do roast now, do we?
No.
No. Mind you, it's a lack of a cooker, that. We've got an oven, but that's it. And it's quite a small oven, so you can't go crazy like Mum did either. But then Dad would clear all the potatoes. He absolutely loved them. So when it came to Christmas and it was like, what do you want? It was like, well, we'll have a bit of turkey. Yeah, just like 1-inch square of turkey on the side and the rest of the plate, that would be roast potatoes. And I would have loved that. Oh, and she'd put gravy with it as well. She did the most amazing gravy. And my dad, this is my dad's mentality, honestly, he really did need locking up. All the years before I had a gluten allergy, he liked gravy that was really thick. I get the gluten allergy, and obviously the gluten in gravy is used to thicken it up. So Mum would do a special little jug of gravy for me that didn't have any gluten in it. And it would be like dishwater. It was not thick gravy. Soon as Dad saw it, he wanted that. And Mum's like, well, you're not having it because it's Elaine's. It's the gluten-free one, remember? And you don't like wheat gravy. You've been telling me that since the year we got married. So why do you want it now? And I'm sitting behind him going, because it's Elaine's. just like the fudge he stole that he didn't eat. He didn't eat milk chocolate, he didn't eat fudge, he didn't eat toffee, never ate anything like that. Until he realised it was mine, and then he downed the lot. Christmas Eve, to say it kicked off, big style. Because by then the shops were shut. So rather than mum saying, that's fine, just go out and buy us some more, the shops were shut. That was a good Christmas. Salt till the shops opened. Oh, it must be a bloke thing, unless it was just a my dad thing. There you go. There's the match. Oh, I see. It's live, is it? Is it live on that? So what's the score? Let's get it on. Let's get the sound off. Are you thinking about it? Go on. What's the score? Oh, you're not doing bad. Come on. If that's live, that's fine, surely. Were you expecting to be like 60 up? Mind you, you knew the Americans might be really good at rugby. Although that when they do their American soccer thing, they are padded up to glory, aren't they?
True.
Do you know, I've only just turned this on because Dee sent the link in, and I've just seen somebody's backside flash in front of the camera.
Oh,
it must be me. Let's leave it alone. So what score were you hoping for? Oh, it was just 3 for a while. Oh, right, okay then. Oh, Deb heard that England had a flying ant day. Do we? Quite possible. We had a red ant day many years ago. God, you remember that?
Yeah.
It was the summer, and these ants, they weren't as big as standard ants. They were probably about half the size. But they were bright red. And they were everywhere you went. And Mum decided it was time to paint the gate. And the gate is white. So she's got the white paint out. And you know, it was fine when she left it. And then before it dried, all these red ants landed on top of it. So it looked pink. They committed Harry Carey on the gate. So we left it after that. Leave it alone. Dee's giving you tips here, Mike, about how to find games. VIP, is that a word or is it letters that are spelt out? Let me know. But that one just happens to be on YouTube, which is a good idea.
Mm.
I watched one of the matches on YouTube. I did. So I've got nothing keyed up for tonight, Mike. I haven't even got the spreadsheet open.
Oh.
So have to get that sorted, aren't I, right now?
We know the first three.
I'm boiling hot. I am boiling hot. It is far too hot. Right. First of all, no, I need to go into Notion. No, where's the spreadsheet? Spreadsheet's in spreadsheets, isn't it? So if I get the spreadsheet up, then I'll know what Mike expects me to play. Or I could go straight to the spreadsheets and find it. I'll be fine. 15 minutes is fine. Do you remember last week when I wasn't ready at all? And then Dee said that I was ready, but I wasn't ready. There we go, my request. Well, I guarantee you what usually happens is I log in and it logs me out. And then I get grumpy. Right, I'm looking at the template. So if I click on the next one, I've got kittens and cats. Kittens and cats. Oh, you're playing with my mind, Mike.
Why?
Because things aren't lined up.
They're not lined up?
Oh, we've got a lot of Venn diagrams going on, haven't we?
Yeah, we're going to have to split trios and things tonight.
Oh, no, it really is complicated tonight. I'm going to have to be on my game tonight. Wow.
Kath's trio's all over the place.
It
but,
is, isn't
but,
it?
But seeing as she's got a Neil one, she can't really complain.
No, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
That first song.
Yeah.
It's named wrong.
Right. Well, change its name then.
Why, have they renamed it?
Well, that's what I call it.
No, I think you'll find it's called that.
Okay. Whatever.
Right. Anyone guess what the first song is? Let's go get...
I could sing it and give you a clue.
I'm wondering if we could get a different version of that, you know, the whole thing.
Which one?
There was a different version that was done this week. It was musical only. VIP row. Right, it's a website. Search it. Loads of VIP... VIP League, VIP Box, all the same, just search one. Right, okay, I did not know that.
Anyway, the second one, we'll have to explain the logic behind it.
I did put that in the group the other day. There was a link on the BBC.
Yeah.
Why, is there some kind of... Is there something I don't know?
No, my logic.
Oh, your logic. Oh, what's, well, yeah.
What's it got to do with the theme?
Right. Yes, that's right. Yes, one of your women.
Have you forgotten? Oh, you spoilt it now.
No, I haven't, because I haven't said which one. So many women, so little time. No, that's a good story, that. They might even know that this woman... I didn't realise that the one that you've got in at 3 was a thing until I read something the other day. And it's either been re-released or they've actually only just recorded it.
It's been re-released.
Oh, right, so it was a thing.
It's been around for ages.
Right, okay. Well, I'll get the first 4 keyed up and then we're good to go, aren't we?
No, Renee, where did you put your song or trio? Because I saw him, and that's what I was saying earlier, I saw a notification fly in from either Slack or WhatsApp. And then when I went to look, it was certainly on WhatsApp, it said you deleted the message.
Oh, we need to know.
So if you can put your trio or your song or whatever it was in again, then I'll stick it in the spreadsheet.
I am loving the fact that Simon had 5 years of rugby at grammar school and didn't understand it.
Yeah, your tweet, your WhatsApp message disappeared.
Renee played once and was tired in the first scrum. Someone threw Simon a ball, he chuck it back and that was it. I always wonder with it, the rule that I know about rugby, Simon, is when you're doing the pass, when you're throwing it to somebody, you always have to pass it backwards, you can't pass it forwards. And I always thought that was a bit ridiculous because you would know who it was going to be passed to. You pass it like in a line. And yet some teams seem to be able to do that and some don't. So I'm not great with rugby rules myself. I can just about follow along with a match, but not the nuances of it. Chidge, on the other hand, is a season ticket holder. So he can give you chapter and verse on any rule of any sport, can't he? He's like a speaking encyclopedia of the rules.
It says this message was deleted.
Oh, no.
I think René accidentally deleted his trio.
Oh, no. Probably before I saw it. Oh, hang on.
It's 9:45 on Wednesday, I think.
Oh, right. In that case, I don't think I can. I'm just thinking, if it came through as a notification, it might still be there as a notification.
Oh, I looked through my notifications as well.
Well, hang on. I can go back to yesterday. Let's keep going. Now that's odd. I've got a notification from Tuesday and one from Friday, but got nothing in between.
Oh.
So, no, can't help you out there, Renee. It's disappeared from mine as well.
Oh, he deleted it because it had a typo. Yeah, but you didn't put it back.
Oh, we'll all get there in the end. It'll be fine. Oh, I think Kim was almost on the ball there, wasn't she? Almost on the ball when she said Sweet Caroline for the first song.
Simon says, what do we mean by his trio? Have you never listened to Brooklyn Simon?
Obviously not, Mike. Don't put somebody on the spot and make them admit that.
Renee's doing it again. What we do is we encourage people to come up with 3 songs based on the theme of the night, which this week is cats, kittens and all things feline. So you don't have to send in a trio. You can just send in one song if you want.
But most people want at least a trio and some even more.
So that's how the trio works, Simon and Dee. So you can just nominate 3 songs. You can put them in here. You can send them by email. You can put them in the WhatsApp group for Brooklands. And the more tenuous, the better.
Yes, as some of Mike's are. But in a good way. Well, it was a good week. Renee's doing it again. Excellent. Right.
Yes, it says Renee is typing. Or if you're Tracy, you can send in about 10 songs.
10? Yeah, per message, Kim. Per message. Oh, I like Simon here. He thinks Mike needs a professional nickname and proposes Mike Gigolo Thomas.
The song that Tracy suggested this week came accompanied with a very long description explanation. And it's the same song that Tony P requested, also with a very long explanation.
Are they the same explanation?
No, but the row, the row is really, really, really tall.
Right, we'll find it. We'll find it. Now, Simon, Mike's nickname, you've forgotten Magic Mike. And I think if Simon needs an explanation of that, please do Google Magic Mike, Simon, and you'll realise he has a perfect nickname. But we'll add Gigolo to it, why not? Kim says she loves that Tracy writes down every song she can think of that fits the theme. She does, and we try and squeeze in as many as we possibly can. I said that one. Why can't we have that one? Oh, and
Renee's just suggested it. Renee suggested it.
Oh, yeah, I suggested that straight away. Kim says we don't have to play a trio, but don't be ridiculous, Kim. Of course we are. What we tend to do, the ones that go to bed early.
Oh, Tracy's been listening whilst we've been having a go at her.
We're not having a go, we're just saying it's cute. No, Kim, what we do is the ones that go to bed early.
We love you, Tracy. You
like John
that.
And Katrina and Frank and Pauline and Tony P. We play theirs early and then we save the best for last. So, but when Kim's trio's on, I want to follow Kim's trio by one that fits with the last song of Kim's trio.
I'll stick it in then.
I'm putting it in right
so
now.
I will be reading out your explanation, Tracy, along with Tony P's.
Yeah, I'm excited now. If it's a long thing to read, I'll hand it over to Mike. I've got far too many buttons to push over here to be reading out acres of stuff. But let me say that follows on from that one. I'm loving what you've put in B42, Mike.
B42.
Yes, B42.
B42.
Yeah.
That wasn't me.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. That came from the person who...
Yes, but you could still have deleted it.
See? Oh, it's a copy and paste job. Yeah, and are you going to explain about the other typo that I made?
Oh, yeah, that was a classic. So, I comes to put the, you know, the show last night. I come to the show last night, and Mike has done the timings. So, I grab the timings, and everything was fine in Notion with them. And I hop over to YouTube, and I paste them in. At which point, it flags up a spelling error. So, what he'd actually put was, freebies, summer party invitations from Stutterstock.
Stutterstock.
So I corrected the spelling mistake and it still flagged it up as a spelling mistake. But anyway, all the links are there, including the links that Renee wanted for all of the extensions.
I could think of worse typos for Shutterstock.
Oh, yes. Oh, God, I did one the other day. What was that? It was bad news. It was, and it was very easily done, but I got rid of it. Why have we got multiple blank lines in there as well, Mike? But anyway, all
because
the
I'm still trying to fill them.
And all the links are available. In fact, getting the links in from the browser extensions into Google, YouTube was interesting because you can't post in Markdown. It doesn't interpret it properly. You can't paste in HTML. Doesn't interpret it properly, which left me with like, well, how am I going to do this? And the only option was just plain links, which worked. The only problem was then you didn't know which was which. You didn't know which link was which. So I had to, on the fly, do some magic in Sublime Text, which I love Sublime Text, so that was no hardship to me. That was what I did. Oh, Tracy's got Eye of the Tiger. Yes, well, we'll put you in for Eye of the Tiger, Tracy, but Kim beat you to it. But we'll put your name next to Eye of the Tiger as well. You can share
Eye
it.
Of the Tiger. There we go, Tracy's in there.
Good to, Renee says good to pay the early sleepers first. Exactly, and to be honest, I do appreciate why. Tony P actually lives quite away from the circle. He's a circle member, but he lives quite away off. But John and Petrina and Frank and Pauline go to the church that is, it's quite close to us, probably about a mile and a half, isn't it? In a place called Timperley, which is between Sale and Altrincham. But their mass is 8:30. And obviously to get there and do all your testing and your logging in and your QR codes and heaven knows what else, they've got to be there at about 5 to 8, which means they've got to get up at stupid o'clock on a Sunday. I've always said 8:30's far too early. Our mass was 9:30 and Kath's mass was 11. But theirs is the earliest mass. And didn't Watsit go back? Their priest went back, didn't he? Not Tony. Was it Tony? No, it wasn't Father Tony, was it? Was it Father Pat?
Father Pat.
So they don't like to cause any bother at all because their priest had a stroke and it was a really serious stroke. So he's only been back a few months. He ended up in a rest home in our parish. So it affected him really badly. His walking's bad, everything's bad. So he's got a little helper. He has a Polish priest helping him. But they want to get there early to make sure that all of the jobs are done so he doesn't have to overstretch himself. So that's why theirs are always played first. If you ever wondered why that was happening, that's why. Because all four of them have got to get to church at an alarmingly early time. Yes, Renee, we had that. If you put that word in separate, it doesn't like it. We had that with the Tom Jones track a while back. Oh, great, great stuff. Right, I need to start closing apps down here, don't I?
Yeah, we've got 2 minutes.
I'm in the middle of all kinds of stuff on my screen. Oh, there was another funny tale from last night, wasn't there? Which I'll tell you one day. Remind me to tell you the tale of what happened when I stupidly updated some software.
And I haven't opened the chat on Brooklands.
Come on, Mike, come on. Chop. I've got 4 songs keyed up. That's keyed up. I don't need that, so I'm going to switch to that. Because I always nearly play the MacBytes opening music, which would freak them out something chronic. So you're saying 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Are we at the 2 minute mark? Excellent. Oh, Smelly Cat from Friends. That's a good one. I'm liking that one. Oh, how did I see that episode of Friends? But I did. Oh, some miracle must have happened. We must have had a TV at the time. Anything from The Lion King? I think Kath has put some stuff in from The Lion King. And quite a few from Cats, which is unusual. Because she's not really that much of a fan, I don't think. Cats is the one musical she's not overly keen on. Anyway, we're opening with a song that I requested. And I requested it as soon as Mike put in the theme. Right, but in here for the moment...
40 seconds...
I'm going to say goodnight from me.
And goodnight from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.